Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Nun Ches, 9 lines from the top of Daf Nun Ches and Aleph. And let's remember that in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Vav and Beis, the Mishnah stated that if someone's Mekadosh a woman using something which is Asa Bana, then the Kedushin would not be valid. And as the Mishnah stated, HaMekadosh Ba'orlo B'Klai HaKerem B'Shar Niskal U'V'Egla Rufa B'Tziperi Mitzera U'V'Sar Nozo U'Petach Hamor U'Basa B'Cholov V'Chul U'Shanish Tchub Hazara Eina Mekudeshes. And then the Mishnah stated, Machav V'Kiddush B'Demeya Mekudeshes, that if Reuven sold any of these Yisur and he then used that money that he received from the sale, and he was Mekadosh Rachel, then that Kedushin would be valid. And as Rashi stated in the Mishnah, the in adam nitvasim b'issa, as we will learn in today's daf. Let's remember that the Gemara on Daf Nun Zayin on Bay has been a gay Petach Amara, say the name Masis and like Rav Shimon. Let us say our Mishnah is not going like Rav Shimon. The Tanya was blown to the Braisa, Petach Amara also by Nod Rav Yudah, and Rav Shimon Mata, so according to Rav Shimon, it's not considered Yisur HaNoah. And Amram Nachman, Rav Avuah, La'ach Arif of Dibri HaKol, that all agree that after that Arifa of the Petach Amar, that it certainly becomes Asa Bana, and we learn this from the Pasha of Egla Rufa, and therefore our Mishnah can be going according to Rav Shimon, and the Mishnah is discussing a case where Reuven tried to be Mekadosh Rachel using a Petach Amar after the Arifa. And we also saw that although in our Mishnah we stated that if Reuven is Mekadosh Rachel using Basa B'Cholov, then it would not be a valid Kedushin as Basa B'Cholov is Asa Bana. However, certainly that is not going like the Shita Rav Shimon, and our Geyser and our Gemara was Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, but L'chari, based on today's Gemara, we'll see that we have to be gurus over there, Rav Shimon Meichai, as it's the same Rav Shimon that we had previously. And of course, Stam Rav Shimon in Shas is Rav Shimon Meichai. And Rav Shimon argues and he holds that Basa B'chol is Asa B'chila, however, it's Mutar Bana, and he learned this out from the Pasha of Trefa, since B'negeya Basa B'chol says, Ki Am Kodeshata, and B'negeya Trefa it says, Va'anchi Kodesh Tienli, and over there it says, La Kel Tashlichilai son. And keeping these 2 points in mind, let's begin our Gemara. Ashkinu Mar Yehuda Rabbi Yosef, Rav Shmuel Breed Rabba B'chana. Yehuda met up and he found Rabbi Yosef and Rav Shmuel Breder Rabba B'chano that the Kaima Pischa Rabbi Rabba that he was standing outside the doorway of the Yeshiva Rabba Omaluhu and my Yehuda said to Rabbi Yosef and to Rav Shmuel Breder Rabba B'chano Tanya we learned in Braisa how Mekadosh B'Petach Amar if someone's Mekadosh a woman using a Petach Amar and as we will see we're talking about a Petach Amar that is still alive and it's prior to Arifa and therefore according to Rav Shimon it's still considered Mutar Bana or the Basa B'cholov and once again the few Rav Shimon Basa B'cholov is Mutar Bana or the Chul Shenish Bazara or he's Mekadosh Rachel using Chul and Shenishk Bazara, Rav Shimon Aim and Mekudeshes, Rav Shimon says in all three cases, the din is that she would become Mekudeshes, and therefore we see that not only does Rav Shimon hold B'Benegeya Petach Hamar that's Mutar Bana, and B'Negeya Basa B'Chol that's Mutar Bana, but he also holds there's no Isana by Chul and Shenishk Bazara. Once again, when our Mishnah stated that if Reuven is Mekadosh Rachel using Chul and Shenishk Bazara, it's not considered Dal Kedushin, it's not going like the Shita Rav Shimon, Chacham Aim in Mekudeshes, Chacham hold all three of these items are Asa Bana, and therefore the Kedushin is not valid, and the Gemara continues, Almo, that Lefi Rav Shimon we see, that Chul Shnesh Bazar Rav Shimon, Lav Duraisa, that there is no Issa Duraisa of someone Shechting Chul and Bazara. Certainly, if there is no Issa Duraisa to Shech Chul and Bazara, therefore, of course, it's not Asa Bana. And as Rashi says, Kasavi Isuri Lav Duraisa, Lo Isra Shchitasa, Vli Issa Nasai, Vli Dorish Brichuk Makamachi, and even though we learned a Pasuk before about Brichuk Makam, however, Rav Shimon doesn't dash in that Pasuk in the same manner as Drabandu. And Rashi continues that although Rav Shimon holds that there is no Issa Duraisa of Chul Shnishk Bazara, however, Midrabbanan there is an Issa to Shech Kulin in Dazara, Dilma Asalamein, Makachim Shnifs Lachashchitain, Shalai Nizrik Daman, and Drabbanan were concerned that when Reuven goes and Shechs Kulin in Dazara, and now he's taking the meat out of Dazara, people will think that he actually Shechted an actual carbon in Dazara, and then there was some sort of a psul prior to the Zrikas Hadam, and now there's a din that you're allowed to have a Na from that carbon, even though there was not a proper Zrikas Hadam, and they won't realize that it was Kulin Shnishk Bazara, and that's why he's able to have a Na, and therefore, as Rashi says, and based on that fact, Rabbanan said it's also to Shech Chul and Bazara. And I in top tesis is Al Mochul and Shnishk Bazara Lav Duraisa Vim Taima Mashma De Ikisud Rabbanan. That's Mashma from the Loshin of the Gemara. That even according to Rav Shimon, there is an Issur from Rabbanan to have a Na from Chul and Shnishk Bazara. The Hachim Mashma Lishna of the Imkain Hech Mekadosh Ben. So Lachir, according to Rav Shimon, how could Reuven be Mekadosh Rachel using something which is Asur Bana Mid Rabbanan? And he brings a Raya from the case of Mekadosh Mibav Shoysel Maigla, Vafil Bechita Kednaisa, the Ein Masum El Rabbanon, and even though the Issa Hana is only Rabbanon, that was still not Chayshav Kedushin, and it's not considered Baal Kedushin, and how could Rav Shimon hold that when Reuven is Mekadosh Rachel using Chul and Shnishk Bazara, that it would be a Baal Kedushin, if Lachari, even Rav Shimon agrees that Chul and Shnishk Bazara is Asa Bana Mid Rabbanon, and Taisis makes a chiluk between types of Issur Rabbanon, the Ishlaim and the Hosam Ikamiya Shoysel Aisa, the Vimashi Priyash Rabbein and Tam Hosam, and Vahachalek Taka Elisu Rabbanon. Since Mivosh Shaisal Maila, there is an Issa Duraisa of Chametz, and therefore even Chitakud Naisa have an Ikkamin Atera, and therefore we say that you now will be Makadish with them because it's Asum Rabbanon. And we have to look at this type of Gzeir Rabbanon as an extension of a Din Duraisa. However, Venegea Agamar of Chulish Nishba Zara, where it's a pure Rabbanon, and as Rashi pointed out, that it's based on a Sai Gzeira, that someone shouldn't come to have enough from Kachim Shalay Nizrak Daman. And since this Din Rabbanon is Inlay Ikkamin Atera, and therefore if Reuben is Makadish Rachel using even though it's also by Nomad Rabbanon, it would still be a valid Kedushin. Gemara continues that my Yehuda yes, Rabbi Yosef, as well as Rabbi Shmuel, braid Rabbi Machano, that how could we say that Rabbi Shimon holds it's Mekudeshes, and we hold that Chulish Nishba Zara is Lav de Raisa, Lamaisa, we have a steer from another Braisa, because the Braisa states, Rabbi Shimon stated, Chulish Nishba Zara Yosefu, that if someone has Chulish Nishba Zara, the din is they have to burn it, and Rabbi Shimon continues, V'chein Chaya Shinishchata Bazara, and the same din applies, B'negeya Chaya, that although it can't be brought as a carbon to the base of Mikdash, if you shecht it in the Azara, the din is that you would have to burn that Chaya, and the din is that it would be Yisrafu. Therefore, must be the Reb Shimon hold that Chulun Shlish Bazara is actually the Raisa. Now, how do we see by the fact that you have to burn Chulun Shlish Bazara that it must be that the Issa of Chulun Shlish Bazara and the Issa Hanah is a din the Raisa, if maybe it's an Issa Drabbanon, and you still have to burn it, and Zok Rashi, by the fact that Reb Shimon did not allow someone to go and just bury the item of Chulun Shlish Bazara, and he required Tzrefa, Alma Yisru Minatera, and therefore by the fact that he's so Machber, it must be the Issa is the Raisa. If it's only Issa Rabbanon, we wouldn't be Machber so much. And Rashi explains this point even further. Even though if someone shechs a behema and it's Chul Shinish Bazara, we can understand that maybe in that case it would need Tzrefa, because the Rabbanon may make a Gzera that even though it's the Rabbanon, we still would say that we want to burn it in order to make sure that people don't get confused between this behema and psul mikdashin, where the din is that you have to burn it. Reb Shimon, who just taught us in this brisa that chulin shlish bazara is yisrafu, he didn't say this only b'negei behema. He said this even by a chayo which was nishka bazara. And as Rashi continues, el chayo yik issa dido lav deraisa. If the ik issa is not deraisa, mehechi tesi. So why would you have to burn it? If haleka lemigza otu kachim, there is no reason to be geizer that you have to burn it otu other kachim, as of course you can't bring a carbon to base the mikdash from a chayo, and therefore you won't get confused with psul makdashin el vade yisum in atira, and it must be the Reb Shimon hold that chulin shlish bazara is an issa deraisa v'sreifasa medivrei seifim and with rabban they required tzrefa but behem gaza dilma aslam eim b'kachem psul makvura v'atira am yisufu v'chayin nami gaza v'shalitach b'din chulin shlish bazara shish v'chacham divrei b'chol makam shalifakvim. And then it makes sense that rabban said that since chulin shlish bazara is issa deraisa and rabban required tzrefa, so then they said aloi plug that you should always burn any chulin shlish bazara, even if it's a case of a chayah that was nishcha bazara. And the Gemara tells us that after my Yehuda asked this question to Rabbi Yosef and to Rabbi Shmuel, braid Rabbi Bachano, in front of the yeshiva of Rabbi, ishtaku, they kept quiet, and they didn't have a tirutz, and didn't have a response, and also kamed Rabbi, so they went to the yeshiva of Rabbi, and they asked Rabbi the question, amaluhu, and Rabbi said to them, palgul k'mitchi, that this person who always asks questions, and he's a bat plukta, he's a person that asked you a question that you weren't able to answer. And although Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shmuel, braid Rabbi Bachano, did not have a teretz to stira that my Yehuda asked them. However, Rabbi responded that hachamayiskin and kagoyin shenishkav v'num satreifa the inechinami when the brisa stated that Rabbi Shimon holds hamakadosh b'petach hamor b'basa b'chol v'chulin shenish bazara. Rabbi Shimon said it's mekudeshes. That's specific talking about a case where when Reuven shecht this chulin shenish bazara, it actually turned out that this animal was a treifa. Therefore, although generally Rabbi Shimon holds that chulin shenish bazara is asa medraisa, however Rabbi Shimon tamei, Rabbi Shimon is going l'shitasai the tanya brings one to the brisa. If someone shechs a treifa, and at that point he knew it's a treifa, because for example its leg was cut off, or b'chein hashoich if it's a treifa, or someone shechs an animal and then he finds out afterwards it was a treifa because they checked out its bnei me'ayim, zev zechulin bazara. And in both cases, if the behema is chulin and the shechita was done bazara, so Reb Shimon mata bana, Reb Shimon holds that although the shechita was done properly, however since it's not possible to eat this animal, therefore it's shechita she'in ruya l'chila, and according to Reb Shimon he holds l'shitasai the loy shmei shchita, and therefore it's not asabana. Specifically in this scenario, the is of chulin shenish bazara would not be applicable. The brisa continues, but chum eisen and chum say that the animal would be asa as it's considered chulin shenish bazara. As Rabbanan hold that as long as someone does shchita and actually is considered a valid shchita, and now causes this animal is not considered a vela, so even though it turns out that you can't eat this animal as a shchita she'ena ruya l'achila, but it's still considered a valid shchita, and therefore you'd be Ivan the Issa of Chulin Bazara, and therefore this animal would be Asabana, and if Reuven is Mekadosh Rachel, using this animal, Kedusha would not be valid according to Rabbanon. And keep in mind that Lefize would come out that our Mishnah, at least in this case of Chulin Shnishka Bazara, could be going even like Rav Shimon, because certainly Rav Shimon agrees to the Chachamim, and in most cases there is an Issa Duraisa of Chulin Shnishka Bazara, and if someone is Ivan that Issa, then the bus of that animal is Asabana, and therefore if Reuven would go and be Mekadosh Rachel using Chulin Shnishka Bazara, it would not be a valid Kedushin. That is why in the second Braisa which we brought down, Rav Shimon stated Chulin Shnishka Bazara is Yisufu v'chein Chai Shnishka Bazara, as certainly there is an Issa Duraisa involved in the standard case of Chulin Shnishka Bazara. And Rashi points out that this din of Shchita Shein Ruyel Achila, that Leishmi Shchita, would have an effect on dinim in other places in the Torah. For example, if someone shechts Eisav Es Benoi and it's a Shchita Shein Ruyel Achila, or by Tashlum Abba V'chamisha, if the ganav is Tavach and it turns out that he shechted an animal that was a treifa, well, if you're Rav Shimon, in those cases it's not considered a shchita, therefore you not be even the issa of Eisav Es Benoi, and the ganav would not be chayev Tashlum Abba V'chamisha. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah Machr Mekidesh B'Dumei Mekudeshes, that if Reuven went and sold any of these Yisurin Na, and then he was Mekadosh Rachel using the money that he received from the such a sale, then it would be a valid kedushin. As we mentioned at the beginning of the daf, that Rashi states in adam nitvasim beissa, and our Gemara begins minolin. How do we know that the dam is not nitvasim beissa? And the Gemara explains b'digal rechman ba'avidus kechavim. And since b'negeya b'idazara, the Torah specifies and says b'yisi cherem kamayu, that if someone goes and sells an avidazara, that any money that he generates or he receives will be exactly like avidazara, and it will be also b'na. And we learn out kol shatameya hamena harei kamayu, that any money that you generate will be exactly like avodah zarah, mechlal dechol yisur shebetayr sharu, and therefore we say that it's only b'degei avodah zarah that we say such a din, but b'degei of the yisuri hanor in the Torah, then the money would be mutar, and therefore you mekadosh a woman with the money they received from selling an yisuri hanor, then it would be a valid kedushin. And the Gemara asks, v'neil f'minar, we generally say that we see a din in the Torah, that we can learn from that din in the Torah with the ma'amitzino, and we could say that just like b'degei avodah zarah, any money that you receive from selling avodah zarah is considered also just like avodah zarah, therefore that same din should apply to any isana. And the Gemara answers, "Mishum d'havah v'yitzchom v'shvius shnei k'suva abon kechod v'chol shnei k'suva abon kechod eim lamdin." Since, as we will see, that not only did the Torah tell us this din b'degei avodah zarah that's teifas es tamea, but the Torah also teaches us this din b'degei apir shmita that's teifas tamea. Therefore, we can't learn from those psukim because we have a cloud that when you have two psukim in the Torah that teach us one din, you can't say a mamatzino to other places in the Torah. And the svar is that if the Torah really wanted us to learn with a mamatzino, then the Torah should have just said this limud by one of these dinim, and we would be able to learn to the other din. And by the fact that the Torah had to say it two times, so it must be the Torah is telling us that really this din only applies in these very specific scenarios, and you can't apply it to other dinim in the Torah. And I in Tesis where he is, the ima hecha have a base ksuva ban kechad. That why do we consider this two ksuva ma ban kechad? Holy asa shviyas my vedis chavim. L'chayr you can't learn the din of peir shmita from my vedis zara. The ikla mifrach ma vedis chavim shekayin hasura bana. We were able to ask that maybe the only time that the Torah say that teifas demera is b'negei avodah zarah because this is hana involved by avodah zarah. However, by peir shvius, which is mutar bana, maybe the Torah would not say that's teifas demera, and therefore we need to both psukim. And I entices how he resolves this question. And the Gemara continues and explains avodah kechavim hadamaram. We know that avodah kechavim is teifas demera based on the pasuk that we brought of v'yisicherem kamayu, and we learned kol shatamiyah hamena harei kamayu and shvius mayi. Where do we see that peir shvius is teifas demera? And the Gemara brings from a brisa as the Torah states b'negei yovel. Yovel he kodesh tshiyah lechem. If we see that the pirus of yovel and by extension the pirus of shmita has a din of hegdish, and therefore we learn mak kodesh teifas es damav af shvius teifas es damer, that just like hegdish is teifas es damav, and for example if Reuven wants to be paid to hegdish, then certainly the money will now be hegdish and the original hegdish will go out lechulin. Therefore b'negei peir shmita, if a person goes and sells peir shmita and he does so be'issa, then any money will still be asubana as it's teifas es damer. And the Gemara is imak kodesh teifas damav v'yesel chulin. The L'chayra, we should compare it completely like Hegdish, and we should say, just like B'negei Hegdish, as we mentioned, not only the Teifas Damav, but the Meister, the original Hegdish, now goes out L'chulin. So, Av Shvius, Teifas Damav, V'yetz L'chulin, we should also say that B'negei Peir Shvius, although you're correct in stating the money you receive in the sale of the Peiris Shmita have Kedusha Shmita, however, the Peiris themselves should go out L'chulin and should not have any Kedusha Shmita. Tamalei Matia, Be'aviyasate, we know that this is not correct because the Torah states, Ki Yevel Hi, Kodesh Tia L'chem, and since it says the Lashon Tiyah, so we learn Baviyasate that it should always remain as Peir Shmita, and you can't get rid of the Kedusha Shmita from the Pri itself. And the Braisa continues and explains this further. said, what is an example? Lokak bepir shvius basa. Reuben barters his pears a shmita for basa. Then is elu veelu misbaram b'shvius. That not only does the basa have kedusha shmita at this point, and therefore at the time of bir shmita, you have to take it into your field and you have to be mafgrid, or according to some, you actually have to destroy it at that period of time. And the same din applies to the prayers of shvius, that it doesn't lose its kedusha shmita, and you also have to do bir at the point of bir shmita. And the basa dogim, if you take the basa afterwards and you once again transfer it and you barter it for fish, yatsa basa nichlus dogim. At that point, although originally the basa was considered kaddish b'kedusha shmita, but at this point you're taking off the kedusha shmita from the basa and the exchanges onto the dogim. And at this point, only the fish as well as the original peri would have kedusha shmita. But dogim yayin, if once again you barter fish for wine, yatsa dogim nichlus yayin. At this point, the yayin becomes asa, but the dogim will be muta. But yayin shemen, if you barter the wine for oil, once again yatsa yayin nichlus shemen. Hakeitzad, and the Gemara now recaps achren nitvus b'shvius, that the last item that you transfer for and the last item that you barter for has a din of shmita or peri atzmai asa, and the original peris of shmita will also always have a din of peri shmita, and it will always have a din. They have to keep kedusha shvius, and you have to have a din of bir. However, all the intervening items would not have a din of kedusha shmita. The Maaseh, the Gemara points out that since we find the din of tefesis the tamer b'negei avaydazara and b'negei shmita, so although in chenami they're a little bit different than each other, as b'negei avaydazara is tefes tamer for all the different steps, and b'negei shmita it's only tefes tamer for its last step. But the Maaseh, we see in the Torah two different dinim where we have a din that's tefes tamer, and therefore shneksu amonke echad emalamdin. And the Gemara is hanich lamanda amah the emalamdin, that this works out according to the manda amah, that when you have shneksu amonke echad it's emalamdin alamanda amalamdin mayik lamema, according to the manda amah, that as long as you don't have three psukim, then even though there are two psukim that say the same din, that we still can learn from there to all over in the Torah. So l'chir over here we should be able to learn from the din of avodah zarah and from the din of shmita that all isuri hanor in the Torah should be tefes tamer. L'chir, why would it be that machav v'kiddush v'demein is mekudeshes? And the Gemara answers miutik sivi that b'negei avodah zarah and b'negei apir shmita there are miutim. Except hachet says b'negei avodah zarah ki chayrim hu, and therefore we learn out who chayrim. However, midi achin eloi is only regarding avodah zarah that we say there's tefes as damav. However, b'negei all isuri hanor in the Torah it would not be tefes tamer. And some agurus instead of the pasuk of chirim hu v'yisich chirim kamayu. The Gemara continues v'ksev hasam b'negei peir shmita. The Torah states yovel he in midyachin aloi, that this din that tefes damer is only relevant to peir shmita and peiris of yovel, but it's not relevant to other dinim in the Torah. And therefore ein echinami shnek suvam kachod and lefidus man amel would be malamdin. However, there's specific mutim over here to tell us that we shouldn't learn from here to everywhere else in the Torah, and that's why Mishnah stated properly that machum v'kiddush b'demein the din is that's mekudeshes. Before we continue with the Mishnah, let's just read Rashi inside of Yatsa Basa. Rashi says that once you go and you barter Basa for Dogim, then the Basa will go out from Kedusha Shvius to the Piris Kufayu Ksibbai Tia Babiyasite. And it's only regarding the Piris of Shmita itself that the Torah states, Yovel hi Kodesh Tia Lechem. However, Avachalupayan, Hein Yatsa Lechulun, anything that is transferred for something that was already bartered for Piris Shmita, then the item that was originally bartered for the Piris Shmita would now go out Lechulun and would not have Kedusha Shmita. And we begin the Mishnah, Makadid Bechumais Uve Maises Uve Matanais Uve Mechatas Uve Efechatas Harezu Mekudeshes Vafil Yisrael, that if it was Mekadish Rachel using Chuma or Maises or Matnes Kuna, which Rashi points out is referring to Zroya Lechayim Vekeva, he's Mekadish Rachel using the water that will be used for the Paraduma or Ve Efechatas, or he's Mekadish Rachel using the ashes that will be used for the Paraduma. In all these cases, it would be a Val Kedushin Vafil Yisrael, and even if it's Yisrael that's Mekadish Rachel using Chuma or Maises, which of course refers to Maisi Rishon, which generally belongs to Levi, or he uses the Matanis of the Zroya Lechayim Vekeva, and although certainly Truma as well as Maisi Rishon as well as the Matnas Kuna ultimately doesn't belong to him, certainly the Truma as well as the Matnas Kuna has to be given to a Kohen, and the Maisi Rishon eventually has to be given to a Levi. However, Rashi explains that at least in the Havi Gemara, the Gemara will hold that a Yisrael could be Mekadosh a woman using Tevis Anah, the Kasava Tevis Anah Mammon, meaning that since Yisrael has a right to choose which Kohen or Levi that he wants to give his Trumais or his Matanis or his Maisi Rishon to, that itself is considered a value, and if he goes and transfers the Piris over to Rachel, so now Rachel has the Tevis Anah, and that's considered Mammon, and therefore it's considered as if Rachel received money and value for Kedushin, and that's why it's a valid Kedushin. The Gemara begins, Amu Ula, that Ula states, Tevis Anah in a Mammon, that Tevis Anah is not considered a value, and it's not considered like a person has a financial benefit. And Rashi explains, in a Mammon, the Kaddish by Yisha, and Lemaisa, Rashi seems to come to Bavon, that certainly a person has the right to go and decide which Kohen and which Levi he wants to give his trumas and maises to. Certainly there is value in that, but even so, it's not considered his money in order to go and be Makadish a woman using that value. Immediately, the Gemara asks a question on Ula from our Mishnah, Ether of Abel Ula, that our Mishnah said that Makadish betrumas uva maises umatonas b'mechatsu v'eva para harezum kudashes v'afilu Yisrael. And Lechayer, the only reason why Yisrael should be able to Makadish a woman using trumas and maises which do not belong to him, and it belongs to Kayan or to Levi, is Lechayer based on the concept of Tavis and Amamin. And Amalei and Ula responds, Hachab Yisrael should not like fallen based on V'eimah Kayan, that over here we're not talking about a Yisrael that had Tevel and he separated trumas and maises for them, and there certainly that belongs to the Kayan or the Levi, and he doesn't have Tavis Hanah, and therefore he would not be able to Makadish his wife using such payers. But it's talking about a case where Reuven, who was a full fledged Yisrael, he received the Yerusha from his grandfather, his mother's father, and his grandfather was a Kayan, and his grandfather was merged to him at Paris, which he did not yet take off Trumas and Mises from. Ula continues and explains, because Sava and our Mishnah holds, Matanish Lehomu, Kamisha Homer Damian, that even though the grandfather did not take off Trumas and Mises yet, however, Lemaisa, there's a cloud that Matanish Lehomu is considered as if it was taken off, and therefore, even the Rosh of the grandfather, since these Paris were ready to take off Trumas and Mises at that point, and everything was done, except the grandfather died prior to having the opportunity to take off Trumas and Mises, therefore it's considered as if he already took off Trumas and Mises. And as Rashi points out, that although we know that a Kohen that has Paris, which are Tevel, he certainly has to take off Trumas and Mises, but then he could keep those Trumas, therefore it's considered as if the grandfather already had the rights to this Truma. Therefore, even though at the point that Reuven was Yerush, these Paris from his grandfather, they were still considered Tevel. However, it's considered as if Reuven received actual Truma from his grandfather. Therefore, when he takes off the Trumas, he doesn't have to give that Truma to a Kohen, as it's considered his grandfather's Truma, and therefore he could keep the Truma for himself, and of course the Yisrael can't eat it, but he would be able to go and sell it to a Kayin, and therefore he could take those payers and give it to a woman and be Makadish her using those payers, because now this woman will also have the right to take these payers of Truma and sell it to a Kayin, and therefore there certainly is value to these payers, and that's why the Kedushin is valid. However, by regular case, where it's only a Tavis Hanah, we would not consider that Mammon. With the Ula, the Kedushin would not be valid. In the last line of Rashi on this Amud, Rashi states, that really we could have said that the Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuben's grandfather actually was Bereshim, actual Truma that he received from someone else. Certainly in that case, where Reuben received actual Truma that belonged to his grandfather, certainly Reuben has the ability to sell it to another Kayin. However, Zok Rashi, Elaha Kashle, in K, Maka Mashmala Mastisan, Pshitan Mekudeshes, as if it's only talking about a case where Reuben's grandfather was Bereshim, actual Paris of Truma, certainly that would not be a Chiddush, and we wouldn't need to teach us this then in the Mishnah. And therefore, Ula says that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is talking about a case where it was actually Tevel in the hands of the grandfather. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Matanish Lehomu is Kamisha Homer Damian. Keep in mind that Lefi Ula, the case of the Mishnah of Maisus, which is referring to Maisu Rishon, which goes to Levi, we would say it's talking about Yisrael, Shenaf Loi Tevelim in Beis Avi Imai, who was a Levi. The Gemara continues with a similar Gemara to what we just learned. By Mnei Rav Chiba Oven Mir Rav Huna, Rav Chiba Oven asked the following Shaila for Rav Huna, Tevis Hanah Mammon or Eina Mammon, is Tevis Hanah considered Mammon, and you can be Makadish using Tevis Hanah of Trumas or Maisus, or is it not considered Mammon? Amalei and Rav Huna responded to Rav Chiba Oven, Tanisu, that L'chayr we have a Raya from Mishnah, that the Mishnah stated that Makadish Betrumas of Maisus or Matanis, but Mechatz Ve'eva Para, Harezum Kodeshes Ve'afilu Yisrael, and it must be that Yisrael could be Makadish using Trumas and Maisus because Tevis Hanah is Mammon. Amalei and Rav Chiba Oven responded back to Rav Huna that L'chayr is not a Raya from Mishnah, just like Ula responded back to Rav Abba previously, V'lava Kimna, didn't we just explain, B'Yisrael Shenafalik Fallon Beis Avi Imai Kayin, that from the Mishnah itself it's not a Raya, as we could say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Yisrael who received Tevel as a Yerusha from his grandfather who was a Kayin. In that case, certainly the Yisrael could go sell this Truma to other Kayinim, and therefore certainly there's value, and he gave value to his wife. However, in a Chinami, it's possible to still say that Tevis Hanah ain't a Mammon, and it's not a Raya from our Mishnah. And we continue on Daftim Chesam Beis, so Amalei Yisrael of Huna responded back to Chiyah Ba'ovin, who saw at, and Rashi says that in Hamid Gemara, Rav Chiyah Ba'ovin thought that Rav Huna told him that you consider a Hutzah, and Rashi says, that you're an outsider and you don't understand our Mishnah properly. Inami, you're just a simple woodcutter and you're a simple Amaretz and you don't understand our Mishnah properly. The Gemara continues that Ichsif, that because Chiyah Ba'oven thought that Rav Huna was telling him something which was denigrating to him, therefore Chiyah Ba'oven became embarrassed and who saw him Mishmaita Kamle. And as we explained, because Rav Chiyah Ba'oven thought Rav Huna was telling him that you're not someone that understands our Mishnah. Amalei and Rav Huna realizing that Chiyah Ba'oven was embarrassed, he said to him, Hach Kamina, that was really really giving you a compliment, and I was telling you, Rav Asi de Hutzal, Kli Kavaseich, Rav Asi from Hutzal holds exactly like you, and he responded to this question in the exact same manner, and he said, we can't bring a raya from a Mishnah that Tovus Hanoi is Mammon. And the Gemara continues, Neima Katanoi, let us say this Shaila of Tovus Hanoi is considered Mammon or not considered Mammon is a Machlekes Tanoim, as we learned to the Braisa, going to Tivli Shel Chaveri, if Reuben steals the Tevel of his friend Shimon, the Braisa brings a Machlekes, according to Rebbe, Mishalmoy, Tivli Shel Chaveri, Div Rebbe, they have to pay back the full value of what you stole. And for example, if the Ganav stole 100 pounds, then L'Chayr, he has to pay back a full 100 pounds. And Rabbi Yisrael B'Yudah, now, Eina Mishalom, Rabbi Chulon Shabbai, Rabbi Yisrael B'Yudah says that L'maisa, Reuven only stole from Shimon the actual value of the Chulon that was in these 100 pounds. But if Shimon can't tie it to Reuven, that you owe me the full value, certainly Shimon would have had to take off Trumas and Mises from this Tzvuah, and therefore, that part of the value of the Tzvuah not considered Shimon's, and he can't be Tavei that from Reuven. And Rashi points out that another Kohen can't come to Reuven and say that you owe me the Truma that you stole from Shimon. And just like Reuven could say to Shimon that La Bal Dvarim Didiyat, as L'maisa is not your Truma and not your Maisa, therefore Reuven could say to every single Kohen and every Levi that comes to collect the Truma or Maisa Rishon, they stole that La Bal Dvarim Didiyat. And as Rashi says, Yuchshiyavah Kohen Gam Hulu Toiva Yitchiyuhu V'yayma Loi L'cha T'nano Kim L'Kohen Acha, that I don't have responsibility to give this Truma to you. I have to give it to a Kohen, and there's a Chiyav of Nesina, but not necessarily to you, and therefore it's a Mammon HaShevet, but it's not specifically your money, and therefore it's like Mammon She'en Le'Toivin. And the Gemara continues and explains, let us say the Machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yisrael B'Yudah is exactly in this question of Tovus Hanoah, the Masa of a Tovus Hanoah Mammon. Rebbe holds that Tovus Hanoah is considered Mammon, and that's why Rebbe says, Mishalmalei Dmei Tivli Shel Chaveri, and the Rishonim explain that Rebbe doesn't mean to say that if he stole 100 pounds, he has to pay back the full 100 pounds, but Reuven would have to pay to Shimon the full value of the chulin plus the amount of Tovus Hanoah. However, other Rishonim argue, and they say that Reuven would actually have to pay back a full 100 pounds, as since Tovus Hanoah is considered Mammon, so therefore it's considered that Shimon owns the full 100 pounds, and therefore the Ganav has to pay for the full value of the 100 pounds. And the Gemara will now continue and bring four other ways to understand this Machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yisrael B'Yudah, and the Gemara will explain that it's not necessarily Machlekes if Tovus Hanoah is Mammon or Einu Mammon. The Gemara states, Loi, that not necessarily is there machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yisrael B'Yudah if Tovus Hanoah is Mammon or Einu Mammon, as number one, the Kulei Alma Tovus Hanoah Einu Mammon. It could be that all agree that Tovus Hanoah is generally not Mammon, and if so, of course we have to explain why would Rebbe say that Reuven has to pay back the Meitivlei Shel Chaveri, and he has to pay back the full 100 pounds, or at least something that's closer to 100 pounds than what Rabbi Yisrael B'Yudah stated. That over here, it's talking about Tevel, where it fell to Reuven from the house of his grandfather was a Kohen. The Machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yisrael B'Yudah is in the concept of Matanis Shleihomu, if it's considered Kamisha Homu Damian or not. Ma'asav Rebbe holds that Matanis Shleihomu is Kamisha Homu Damian, and therefore, when the grandfather originally owned his Paris, even though it was Tevel, it was considered as if the grandfather already separated the Trumas and Mises and he kept them for himself. And Rashi points out that even though Mais Rishon generally goes to Levi, however, we're talking about a scenario that Mais Rishon was going to Kohenim as Milkansinu Ezra Leviim, as it's after the Takana of Ezra, where he knas the Leviim that they should not necessarily receive the Mais Rishon, and either the Kohanim were the only ones that received the Mais Rishon, or the Kohanim also were able to receive Mais Rishon. Therefore, when Shimon received the Yerusha from his grandfather, who was a Kohen, he actually had a right to these Trumas and to these Maises, and he was able to go and sell them to a Kohen. Therefore, when Reuven stole these Peris that were Tevel from Shimon, it turns out that Reuven actually stole full value of these Peris, and it includes the value of the Truma and Mises, at least up to the value that Shimon would have been able to sell these Trumas and Mises to other Kohanim or to other Leviim. And as we know, that would, of course, be a cheaper price. And ultimately, that is why Rebbe said, Mishal Moed Dmei Tevel Shel Chaveri, that Reuven has a responsibility to pay back the full value of the Peris that he stole from Shimon. And the Gemara continues, Umas Sova and Rabbi Yisrael B'Yudah's Lav Kamisha Hum Yadamian. When Shimon's grandfather had these Peris of Tevel, it wasn't considered Kamisha Hum Yadamian, and therefore wasn't considered the asset of his grandfather. When Shimon received these Peris that were Tevel, he does not own the Trumas and Mises, and he only has the rights to the Tovus Hanoah. And as we said before, Tovus Hanoah is not considered Mammon, and that's why Rabbi Yisrael B'Yudah stated, in a Mishalim al Dmei Chulin Shabbai, when Reuven wants to pay back Shimon, he has to pay back only the value of the Chulin, and he doesn't have to pay back any value for the Truma or the Maisa Rishon that was in these Peris. As the Maisa Reuven could say to Shimon that you didn't have any equity and any monetary rights to these Peris, and therefore, La Bal Dvarim Didiyat, and I don't have to pay you for that value. And the Gemara continued, or I could respond with another teretz as to how to explain this brisa and the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda and the nachoylik b'negia toivus hanor. The Gemara explains the kuli alma k'mishomir damin, and really we could say that both Rabbi and Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda agree that's considered k'mishomir damin. Therefore, certainly if Shimon received these periods of tevel from his grandfather that was a kohen or a levi, then it's considered as if Shimon owned the rights to the truma and meiser, and therefore Rabbi would agree to Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda that certainly the ganav would have to pay back the value to Shimon, and the toivus hanor in a mammon. All may agree that toivus hanor is not considered mammon, and if Shimon had tevel in his rishus and he didn't take off trumas and meisers from it, and therefore he only has the right to toivus hanor, that's not considered mammon, and certainly Reuven, who stole it from Shimon, would not have to pay back that value. L'divrei Hakol, the hacha of the Shmuel k'mifgi, and the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Segulili is specifically if they hold like Shmuel or not. D'amar Shmuel, because Shmuel said chita achas peteres zakri, that if someone takes off one kernel of wheat from a full pile of tefua, that the pile of tefua is no longer considered tevel, and therefore a person would be able to eat from that tefua. And as the Gemara explains, the Ma'isle de Shmuel, Rabbi holds like Shmuel, and that's why he holds that if Reuven stole the tevel of Shimon, Reuven can't tie it to Shimon, la ba'al dvarim de diat, and the Ma'isle Shimon will say to Reuven that all I had to take off is one kernel, and therefore on the rest of the tefua, that is all considered my tefua, and you have to pay back the full value of the tefua, minus one kernel. And as Rashi points out, we're not talking about a case where Shimon received this produce as tevel from his grandfather who was a kohen, el shegadlo ba'atzai, and we're talking about a case where Shimon actually grew these periods by himself. The entire pile is his tevel. The time of the Rebbe, Mishum de Islay de Shmuel, the Amichita Achas Petes Zakri, as we explain, Hilkach Amalei Bal Tevel El Aganav, Kulu Didiu, the Patana Nafshi, Bechita Achas Truma, that all I had to do in order to pattern the entire Kri from taking off Truma is taking off one kernel. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rebbe, and he holds that in Mishalom El Dmei Chulun Shabai, and that is because he doesn't hold like Shmuel, that Chita Achas Peteres Zakri, therefore Reuven has to pay back to Shimon only the Dmei Chulun, but he doesn't have to pay back any value that would have been Truma that is in this pile of Tevel. Rashi points out that Lefizeh comes out that the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda is only by the Gei Truma, where certainly there could be a tzad that Chita Achas Peteres Zakri Kulai. However, certainly all agree that although by the Gei Truma, the Torah doesn't give us a specific amount you have to take off for Truma, however, the Torah does specify that a person has to take off 10% for Maisu Rishain. Therefore, as Rashi says, that certainly Rebbe agrees to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda that although the Ganav has to pay back to make Tivli Shel Chaveri, but he can subtract from that 10%, as that 10% does not belong to Shimon, and Reuven can tie it to Shimon, La Bal Dvarim De Diat. Ayin Rashi, who points out that if we want to say that the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda is based on the Shita of Shmuel, therefore really the Gemara could have stated the Matzil Ukmei Nami B'Tfom Shenafloi from his grandfather, or the Kula Alma Kamisha Loyo Medamin, V'Tavis Hanar In A Mammon, V'Kamifl Gibbel Shmuel. Ayin Rashi, who explains why the Gemara didn't explain the Brisa in this manner. The Gemara continues with the third Teretz, V'Yisema, or I could explain that the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda had nothing to do with Tavis Hanar of its Mammon or In A Mammon, but the Kula Alma Lesl Shmuel, that all agreed that we don't hold like Shmuel, and Chita Achaz In A Peteres Zakri, V'Hocha Hain Time of the Rebbe, that the reason why Rebbe says that you would pay back the full value is the Kansur Rabban Laganav. Although it's true that really Reuven should have a Taina, the La Bal Dvarim De Diat, and he shouldn't have to pay the value of the Trumas and Mises. However, Zok Rashi, Shalaytir Truma Etzloy Mammon She'im Leitavim, that we don't consider the Truma that's in this Kri as Mammon She'im Leitavim, V'nimse Chayte Nischa, as if we do so, then it would come out that the Ganav would be gaining, and we don't want the Ganav to gain, as we have a Klal of Loye Chayte Nischa. Of course, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda holds that we didn't make such a Takana, and the Gemara continues, V'yisema, or I could give you a fourth Teretz, the Kula Amma Islu de Shmuel, that really Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda both agree that Chita Achas is Peteres Zakri like Shmuel, the Hachayim and time of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, and what is the reason that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda holds that you don't have to pay back the full value? L'chayr Shimon should be able to tie it to Reuven that really I would have taken off one Chita in order to pat the entire Kri, and therefore I am your Bal Dvarim, as you owe me the rest of the Peres, as the entire Kri minus one kernel was considered Chulin. The Gemara answers the Kansura Bundle of Bala Bias, that since this Bala Bias had Tevel and he had some time where the Ganav was able to steal Tevel, so therefore Rabbanan said we're going to knas the Bala Bias because he left his tool as Tevel and he didn't immediately take off Trumas and Mises. Therefore, although it's true that Chita Achas is Peteres Zakri, however, the Mises we're going to say that the Bala Bias can't tie to the Ganav, that he should give me back my full pile minus a kernel, as the Mises, the standard was that they would take off more than that, even potentially on a Duraisidic level. Therefore, as a knas to the Bala Bias and as a knas to Shimon, the Rabbanan said that Shimon can only collect the full value of his chulin, and he can't collect the value that potentially would have been truma. And just to point out, before we finish, that Lotais Rid says a famous klal, although our Gemara just stated that Shmuel holds Chita Achas Pei Teres as a Kri, that even on the Reis Tikkun level, there's a mitzvah of an Asina, and you have to give a Kohen even more than one kernel. However, in order to patter the Kri, and now say that this pile of Tvua is not considered Tevel, and the Yisrael could eat this pile of Tvua, then Bidi Eved, if you gave off one kernel, that is considered enough of a Frasha that the pile of Tvua is no longer considered Tevel, and there won't be an Issa for the Yisrael to eat from this Tvua. And this is Meduyik from the Lashon of Shmuel that Chita Achas Paiteris is Akri, and Lefita Taizrit, it comes out that there are two dinim in Truma. Number one is a din, and there's a mitzvah of Nesina, that you have to give a Kohen a full value, and potentially that value is based on Kedei Nesina, and not necessarily based on 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th. And then there's also a separate Chiv of Afrasha. In order to make Tevel Mutu Bachila, and Lefita Shmuel, all you have to take off is one kernel from the entire pile. And the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah. Now we learned in our Mishnah, Ham Kalid B'Trumas Uve Maisis Uve Matonis B'Mei Chathas Uve Eva Pura Harizum Kudeshes V'Afilu Yisrael, as we explain. And the Gemara asks, for a minute, I'll bring you a kasha from a Mishnah Maseches B'Chayrus that states, Hanetu Schar Lodim Dino B'Teilim, the dying takes Schar from both parties, and therefore there's not a problem of Shoychid, and he still gets paid in order to judge a judgment, then that is still considered a tain on the dying and Dino B'Teilim, and as Rashi will explain later on, that the Pasuk states in Pashas V'Aschanon Re'ilim Mati Haskrem Chukim Mishpatim, and the Pasuk states Kashet Sivani Mani B'Chinam Af Ata B'Chinam, and we learn out that just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu taught Torah to Klai Yisrael and gave Klai Yisrael the Torah for free, therefore when you do something for Klai Yisrael that's a mitzvah, or you want to be a dayan, you have to do so B'Chinam, and you can't get paid for the actual Dine Torah, and you only could potentially get paid for Schar Batala. And similarly, the Mishnah continues Lehayed Edus B'Teila, if someone takes money in order to be a witness, then his edus is considered batal. And number three, Lahazis Kaddish, if someone takes money in order to do the hazah of the mechatas or to be mekadish the mechatas meima meima ara, then the water is considered dirty water as if it came from a regular cave. The ephra ephra mikla and the ephra of the ephra para is considered like regular ish that you just burnt and doesn't have any special kedusha to it. And the Gemara therefore asks the stira that luchera, how could our Mishnah state that if Reuven is mekadish Rachel using the mechatas or ephra para, it's considered mekudeshes and it's mashma that he has a right of value in this ephra chatas and in the mechatas. If the Mishnah Sechus B'Chayrus tells us that if someone takes money in order to perform and take care of the Hazar and the Kiddush of the Mechatas, then Meima Meima Ara Ve'ifa Ifa Mikla, and it's Mashma, he has no right to Schar, and therefore L'Chayra, there is no value to the Mechatas and Ifa Chatas, and how could it be that Ruvi could be Mekadosh Rachel using the Mechatas and Ifa Parah? And the Gemara answers, Om Abaye Loi Kasha, Abaye explains that it's not Shver, Kam B'Schar Va Umilui, that in our Mishnah we're talking about the Schar, bringing the ashes of the Ifa Parah that was not yet mixed together with the water from place to place, and as Rashi says, v'schar milo amayim, and also talking about the schar for filling up water in order to be able to eventually use that water for the paraduma. But the milsa the tirchi rachman alay ramila, though potentially this is a hechshem mitzvah, but the ma'aseh you're doing so for convenience, and rachman alay ramila, and really the Torah didn't say that you have to go and do so, and you don't have to walk the water from one place to the other or the eifah from one place to the other. Therefore, it's a milsa the tircha v'shari lemishkal egra umekudeshes. Reuven can't take schar and can get a wage for going and bringing the Eifa Parah or filling up the water for the Mayim of the Paraduma. Therefore, since his value in the Mayim and the Eifa that he's bringing, therefore the Mishnah stated that if Reuven is Mekadosh Rachel with this Hanar that he brings to the Mechatas or he brings the Eifa Parafar, then certainly that would be considered a value and should be Mekudeshes. And by it continues, Kam B'Schar Zav V'Kiddush. However, the Mishnah Maseches B'Chayrus is referring to Reuven going and doing the actual Hazar or the actual Kiddush and taking the Eifa and the water of the Paraduma and mixing it together, which is called Kiddush. Rashi states the Lekatecha v'schal limud mitzvahu naitol v'atayra amar rei l'mati haschem kashet zivani, as we explained that mani b'chinam af ata b'chinam, that when performing mitzvahs you have to do so for free, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah for free. And if I continue, Dekinami, and I'll bring you right, this is correct, Tani Hacha, because in our Mishnah we stated that Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel b'mei chatos of Eifa Parah, and it's clear that Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel using the water that he filled up and the ashes that he brought from one place to the other. And as Rashi says, that's mashma from the Mishnah, we're talking about the mechatas and the eifer chatas shadayin einim uravin, that they were not yet mixed together. However, v'ktani hasam in the Mishnah Maseches B'Chayrus, the Mishnah states l'hazis u'l'kadesh, and therefore we see that we're talking about the actual hazar and the actual kiddush of the mechatas by placing the eifer and the mayim together. And that's why the Mishnah Maseches B'Chayrus states that meim meim arav ve'eifer eifer mikla, and the Gemara ends off shma mina that there's a good raya to the teretz of Abaya. Before we complete the Gemara, let's just point out the top places of Amud of Meima Meima Ara, where he brings down Rashi Pshat that my Mayim Suchim, they are considered disgusting waters as if they came from a cave. And Taisa states of Chinam Dachal Farish came to Musul Farish Meima Orim Amish, that it's actually cave water, Klayma Muchunosim, that the gathered water of Einam Mayim Chayim, and they're not considered Mayim Chayim. And of course, we know that the water that's used for the Paraduma has to be Mayim Chayim, as the Torah says, Mayim Chayim El Kelly. And then Taisa explains the Efer Efer Mikla, Pirisha of Al Diri Torah, that he's considered win against the Torah, the Siv, Reilam Ate Eschem Chukim Mishpatim, Mani Mechinim Af Ata Mechinim, Vizesh Osa Beschar of Al Diri Torah, or Mikram Mamish Le Nafkle, Taisa says, it's not actually a Lima from the Pasuk, although it's true that we see from the Torah that this shouldn't be done, but the Le Shemina Minei, Hechad of Beschav Le Mahani, that we don't see from here that if someone does something and he takes a payment and a wage for it, that it would have any effect on the actual mice that he did, Ella Smachta Ba'almahu, the Le Mahani Afil B'Diavid, that it's a Smachta Ba'almah, and it doesn't even work, even B'Diavid, Ayin and Taisis, and Hadlach Ish Mekadish, Hadlach Ish Mekadish, Hadlach Ish Mekadish, and we will stop over here.